You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The Punt, William Hill's Top Flight Football Podcast.
Hello everyone, welcome along to the Top Flight Football Podcast here with William Hill. It is The Punt and it's Dave Kellner here alongside Mr. Lee Phelps.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you back, Dave.
I've missed you.
I have genuinely missed you.
I can tell, get that tone.
Yeah. It was. I mean, Mark did last week. Did an able job. Fine, brilliant. It's good to have you back on. I thought you'd gone.
No, I'm glad to be here.
Because you got beaten
in
the naps table by me in the end.
No.
While you're away, Derek was a little bit worried about coming back on after his Aston Villa tip in the FA Cup. But I said, don't worry about that. If that was the criteria of which we judged people on this podcast, I'd never work again. So he came back with a Suarez to score, Barcelona to win, 5-2 tip in the Champions League final.
Apparently, though, people have just been rolling their stake on all season long, so they lost it all in that FA Cup final.
For the game, yeah.
No, and Derek will be back for the new season, but we've decided to give him... He's taking a little bit of sabbatical just so that share price becomes...
Yes, yeah, the bosses have requested that he has a summer off.
So he'll be back shortly.
Well, in truth, he wanted to do the Women's World Cup, but so we're not covering that in as much detail, Derek.
Well, it's a toss-up between... Which competition he respects less, isn't it? The Women's World Cup or the Euro 2016 qualifiers?
Yes, yeah. The Under 21 European Championship. Do you reckon he'd go for that?
I think he might go.
Copa America.
Throughout this podcast, we're going to hear from Robbie Savage. We're going to hear from. I've got to call him Desmond Funk, even though his actual name is Brian Smith.
Yeah.
He should have changed it by default by now to Desmond Funk. His name on Twitter is Desmond_Funk, and he's the Northern Irish football tipster and also part of the Red Army podcast. So we'll hear from him and we'll hear from the man that I've dubbed the Maverick.
I still don't know why you've dubbed him the Maverick.
It's because in the early part of this Scottish season, he landed back-to-back 50-1 accumulators and 16-1 accumulators.
This is getting
Maverick.
Hang on a minute. Do you want to just say, this is getting like exaggerated the same way my losers are getting exaggerated. I've had like one losing bet all season and I'm just a loser. The Maverick, Davey Donaldson, had a 50-1. I think it was a 9-1. Now it's 2 50-1 back-to-backs.
You had one winner.
Just leave me out of it for a second.
Let's get stuck in. We're going to look at the home nations then in the Euro 2016 qualifiers, and we'll start with Wales versus Belgium. This is a pivotal match in Group B. Wales are 19-5, the draw 12-5, and Belgium in the market at 4-5. Gareth Bale to score and Wales to win, 8-1 here with William Hill, and Eden Hazard to score and Belgium to win, 7-2. Those are the two headline offers, and we'll start with the thoughts of our very own Robbie Savage.
I don't think Belgium's the huge game. If they can win it, yeah, of course, magnificent. But I think going to Cyprus away, Wales have never done well in Cyprus. I think Cyprus have got a winnable game this weekend. So if Wales get beat and Cyprus win, I think there's then a couple of points in it and Wales have got to go to Cyprus. I think they'll beat Israel at home. So Wales have got four games left. I think they've got to win two to guarantee that second place. So I think Belgium at home, they've done well over there. I think the disappointing thing for Wales is they haven't had a match before this game. Belgium went to France and won 4-3, which is a massive, massive win. Fellaini amongst the goals. So I think that'll help Belgium in this game. I'd have moved it to the Millennium Stadium. I think you'd have got 75,000 like the good old times. It's going to be played at Cardiff City's ground. I just think that Belgium, with that win in France, will go into the game full of confidence. Hazard, Benteke, Fellaini, so many very good players. I'm going to go, unfortunately, with a Belgium win.
Belgium to win the game 4-5 here with William Hill. He was doing a lot of thinking there, wasn't he, Robbie Savage?
Yes, yeah. I mean, former captain of his country, you know, it probably means quite a lot to him, I imagine.
I think so.
I think he's got a point as well. It's interesting looking at the build-up to this, you know, the ex-internationals that I've heard interviewed, Robbie Savage being one of them, have all said the same thing. It's like they've had a little meeting, all the ex-Wales players, and said, now, this isn't the important one. The Cyprus away is. If you listen to the manager, the head coach of Wales, he's actually saying this is the biggest game of his career. You know, this is the one. This is the one that we must win. And I tend to agree with the ex-internationals. I think whatever happens here, the situation in the group is that Belgium are top with 11 points and a plus 12 goal difference, scored 13, conceded 1. Wales on exactly the same points, but only a plus 5 goal difference. Then you've got Israel on 9 points and Cyprus on 6. Now, the reason he's saying Cyprus is such a crucial game, of course, is that would, even if they lost to Belgium, that would move Wales onto 14 points. Now, their remaining games in this group, Wales, after the Belgium game, that next game is away in Cyprus. It's obviously a tricky game. Then they've got Israel at home. Again, not easy, because that is a third-place team, and no one's really talking about Israel. They could pick up. They've had a pretty poor start to the campaign. And then Wales go to Bosnia, in the October game. Again, not easy. They finish with Andorra at home, which is an absolute gimme, in my opinion.
Yes.
So, you know, if they can be somewhere near, that's why Robbie's saying two more wins, because you're taking the 3 points from Andorra as a given, I think. Cyprus, they've got Bosnia at home as their final game in the group. They've also got to go to Israel. They've got Belgium at home, Wales at home, of course, and their next game is the easier one. That's away in Andorra. Just to fill in the gaps, Israel away to Bosnia in this group of games at the moment. Obviously not an easy game. Then they're at home to Andorra, away to Wales, at home to Cyprus. So, you know, each of those teams has got the gimme. You know, they all should win that, you'd imagine. So it's just whether they take points off each other, but I understand what Robbie's saying about the Belgian game, and I think Belgium will win as well. I mean, you know, that performance that he made reference to, that they had, you know, it was obviously, it was only a friendly, but you know, scoring 4 goals away against France, you have to sit up and take notice of that. Fellaini, you know, we've seen him at Man United all this season, and he's kind of, you know, found his feet a bit more. Obviously a threat. Hazard's player of the year in the Premier League. They've got loads of great players. You know, if they can beat France away, even in a friendly, even maybe without the top players, you know, in France playing, then I think they can beat Wales. But it will be interesting.
Eden Hazard to score and Belgium to win looks like a tasty headline offer as well. 7-2 on penalty kicks. Had that fantastic season with Chelsea, of course. Gareth Bale, Lee, hasn't had a particularly successful season with Real Madrid. He has a tendency to produce his best for his country, though. He's a talismanic player, isn't he? And I think it's a different dynamic, isn't he, when he gets with the Wales team, because every single player in that squad looks up to him and respects him, whereas in the Real Madrid team, he's a regular-sized fish in a huge pond.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's all fair. Look, I don't know if he can... I don't know if Gareth Bale's at the level with the players around him where he can win a game like this on his own.
Yeah,
you know, I was reading an article from Gareth Bale, I think in the Mirror, and he was saying that, you know, if you look at the kind of rankings, Belgium are like the second best team in the world. You know, and even he was saying, so we're going to have to be, you know, extra specially good to beat them. It's not just him, though, is it? I mean, they've got some really good players in their team, Wales. You know, good Premier League players. I'm not saying they're anywhere near him, but, you know, you look at some of the names in there. Obviously, Aaron Ramsey, you know, he would get in most Premier League teams.
Yes.
Midfield, I would suggest. The likes of Jude Ledley as well. You know, he's not a top player. Ashley Williams, these are good Premier League players. Simon Church, decent player. Sam Vokes, obviously not really done it for Burnley because he's been injured most of the season, but, you know, a lot of good things are thought of him. So they have got, you know, decent players in that team, and I think that the spirit they've got and the discipline that they can have, they could make it difficult for Belgium. I don't see them going into this and attacking Belgium.
If they do end up qualifying for the Euro 2016 Championships, I think they might look back on that result in Belgium, that 0-0 draw in Belgium they got as the decisive moment in the group.
Yeah.
Because that point could be crucial at the end of this campaign. Wales 19-5, the draw 12-5, Belgium in at the market at 4-5. Are you just sticking with Belgium, 4-5, straight bet?
Well, if they got a 0-0 draw in Belgium, if the manager allows them to play in the same way and isn't too adventurous, I could see them getting a draw, I must admit. I don't think it's beyond the realms of possibility. I don't think there'll be many goals in the game. Despite Belgium scoring 4 in France, that was obviously a very open game. I think this is going to be a cagey game. The under 2.5 is 6-10, so I think that, you know, the bookies tend to agree with that. But I think Belgium will probably just about get it done. It's whether Wales score for me. I can't quite decide, you know. With Gareth Bale in the team, should you be backing Wales not to score?
I'd be surprised if they scored in this
match.
I would. It's an intriguing game, though, and Belgium 4-5 at Robbie's selection there. Wales are 19-5 to win the match. The draw 12-5.
The two bets that I liked were, and this is where I can't quite decide, Belgium win and under 2.5 goals, 11-5, 1-0 or 2-0 win, which I'm presuming you probably quite like that as well.
Yeah.
The other one, for a bit of a silly one, if you think that Belgium Wales will score, Gareth Bale to score in a Belgium win, which is priced up at 19-2.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Let's move on. Let's have a look at the Republic of Ireland versus Scotland. This is Saturday night, 7:45 p.m. kickoff. The Republic are 7-5 to win the game. The draw is 15-8, and Scotland 12-5. Headline offers here: Robbie Keane to score, and the Republic of Ireland to win at 4-1. We'll be sat here in 15 years' time, or someone will be sat here in 15 years' time talking about a similar international, and Robbie Keane will still be playing for the Republic of Ireland. Yeah. Stephen Fletcher to score and Scotland to win is in the market at 7-1. We'll start the preview. This is an intriguing looking encounter, this one. We'll start by hearing from the Maverick, the man, Davy Donaldson.
Well, what a match is in store in Dublin as Martin O'Neill's Republic of Ireland side come up against Gordon Strachan's Scotland. Defeat for Ireland would surely all but end their hopes of qualifying for next year's Euro 2016 finals in France, while a win for Scotland would put them in with a great chance of reaching a major finals for the first time since 1998. Scotland won the first match between these two sides in the group, courtesy of that quality strike from Sean Maloney at Hampden, and will be looking for a similar scoreline this time around. Ireland have home advantage, but the Tartan Army will be there in their numbers, despite only receiving 3,500 tickets for the match. All the pressure, though, is on Ireland, who know anything less than a win will leave them a mountain to climb. They are likely to bring back talisman striker Robbie Keane for the match with Scotland, and will look to him to get the goals to pick up three vital points. Scotland's record away from home, though, under Gordon Strachan has been excellent, and they warmed up for this match with a 1-0 win over Qatar at Easter Road last week. Strachan has completely transformed Scotland during his time in charge, and they're a team now that is difficult to beat, while they've looked more comfortable going forward than they have for a number of years. Scotland will be hoping to nick a 1-0 win, but they certainly won't want to lose this match, and with that in mind, I can see this ending in a score draw. A draw doesn't suit either side, but I get the feeling that's probably what will happen, so I'm going for 1-1 at odds of 11-2. I think that Scotland could take the lead in this game as they bounce out the traps early, but I feel that Ireland will find an equaliser, so I'm going to go for Scotland to lead at half-time and a draw full-time on a double result at a huge 14-1. First goal scorer is a bit more tricky, but I think that Sean Maloney, who scored against Ireland at Hampden, looks good value at 9-1 to get the opener. He takes set pieces and the penalties for Scotland, and I think it's likely a goal could come from one of those situations. If you fancy him to score any time, you can get a very attractive 3-1. I'm also attracted to the special offer of Stephen Fletcher to score and Scotland to win at 7-1, which looks a bit on the large side given Stephen Fletcher's form and Scotland's impressive away record.
That was a maverick. He is the man. He is
you
the
like
man.
Him, don't you?
Oh, I think his tips are fantastic. It's a shame we can't get someone on the podcast of similar ilk.
Yeah, I can try and do a Scottish accent if that helps.
Can you?
Yeah. Aye. I was
that's
gonna,
where it ends.
No, I was going to do Okaidinu, but I thought that might be deemed as racist these days. You can't say Okaidinu, can you? When you're talking about the Scottish people.
No, I don't think so. No, I don't know what the...
I don't want to demean myself
or
bring the Scottish proud Scottish nation into my terrible accent.
It's funny you talk about the proud Scottish nation, because I was reading a piece that was comparing Gordon Strachan to Nicola Sturgeon in the way these two characters.
It could be like the new Crankies. She's got a look of that other, a little cranky, hasn't she?
Yeah, a little bit. These two characters, Mr. Phelps, have almost lifted a nation.
I can't believe we're talking about this. Yeah, but it's true. I mean, Scotland is on the crest of a wave, politically and sporting-wise.
Yeah, well, definitely.
Fair enough.
Definitely.
Yeah, I get your point.
Scotland are 11-10 to qualify from this group now.
We've got Cameron and Roy Hodgson.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Sturgeon and
I would Strachan. Yeah, I think I would. Definitely. In terms of...
I could see her doing one of those... let's be having you kind of speeches on the pitch, like Delia.
Yeah, they switched jobs for a while.
That's got to be a sketch in that somewhere. There's got to be a sketch in that.
And Sturgeon managed the football team.
I
could see it working out as well. Scotland are 11-10 to qualify from the group here with William Hill. The Republic are 15-8. The Republic of Ireland have faltered slightly in this group. They do need to get all 3 points here. That's something that... I've forgotten his name momentarily.
The Maverick.
Used to call him the Maverick.
David Donaldson.
That's something that he mentioned in the at the start of the clip, that both teams really need to win the game, but he thinks that it will end in a draw, a one-all draw in the end, at 11-2. Scotland's 1-0 win against the Republic at Celtic Park, huge in the context of this match, really.
Yeah. I mean, I've been looking at the remaining games in a lot of these groups just to see where we are here. And it's all right saying that, you know, Scotland win this and they're almost there. I mean, they've got Georgia away, Germany at home, Poland at home, and Gibraltar away. I think they should be, at this point, looking at getting 3 points in Georgia, who are second bottom, and obviously 3 points in Gibraltar.
Yeah.
So that would take them, Scotland, to 16 points. Republic have got, after this game, Gibraltar away, Georgia at home, Germany at home, and Poland away. Again, 6 points. Let's not forget that, I mean, you know, those two are fighting for that playoff spot. You're only talking about a playoff spot. We're not talking about them qualifying outright here. Poland and Germany will qualify out of this group.
You think so?
Yes, definitely.
Okay.
I think Poland will at least beat one of Republic or Scotland. You know, and Poland have still got, you know, some of the easier games to play as well. So, you know, I think those top two will come good in the end. I think they're too good. I mean, obviously, they've got to play each other as well, Poland and Germany, so they'll take points out of each other there. But let's not forget, this Poland team, you know, has already beaten Germany in this qualifying competition. So, you know, that was when Germany had that little bit of a sticky start after winning the World Cup. So, you know, I know what Davey's saying. Davey and a lot of other people are saying, if Republic lose this, they're gone. And Scotland have still got to do it the hard way through the playoff competition. I think I'm in no position to disagree with Davey here. I don't want to be disagreeing with the Maverick. I think a score draws, and I can see that.
Yeah,
easy see that. There's no way. Strachan knows that they don't want to lose it. I think the Republic know they don't want to lose it. It might be quite entertaining for the first half an hour, but, you know, you only have to watch what the Republic's tactics were against England in that friendly, and England didn't respond. You know, it was a poor game. You know, there's no getting away from the fact that, you know, I think the Republic can be pretty dour. Scotland will happily row in with that. I think the draw. I mean, they drew with Germany away. They drew with Poland at home. Obviously, that draw with England. So, yeah, I mean, 1-1. Just the both teams to score and the draw would be good enough for me.
That's the Republic of Ireland versus Scotland. Saturday, 5 p.m. kickoff. The Republic of Ireland 7-5. The draw 15-8, and Scotland in the market at 12-5. Do check out those headline offers as well. Robbie Keane to score and the Republic of Ireland to win is 4-1. Stephen Fletcher to score and Scotland to win in the market at 7-1. Let's get stuck into the Northern Ireland versus Romania match then. This is a kickoff on Saturday at 7:45 p.m. Northern Ireland 9-4 to win the game, the draw 2-1, and Romania in the betting at 7-5. And delighted to welcome onto the podcast now Brian Smith, who's a Northern Irish football tipster and part of the Red Army podcast, also known as Desmond Funk to us here in the studio, at Desmond_Funk on Twitter. Welcome along, Brian.
How you doing? What about you, lad?
Good, thank you,
all
sir.
All good, thank you.
Northern Ireland, 9-4 to win this game.
It's incredible.
It is incredible. And they're 1-5 to qualify now, Brian.
I know. I remember when we first had this conversation at the start of last season. I was very downbeat. I don't think there was much optimism. Now we're on the verge of qualifying for a major championship for the first time since 1986. It's absolutely unbelievable. It's incredible.
My worry is that you're getting too close. I mean, I don't want to fill you full of fear or anything, but Northern Ireland's got a habit of, you know, doing the amazing things and then just not being able to do the easy stuff.
Well, I'm going to say this. I think this Northern Ireland team is slightly different to teams in the past. I think the mentality's there. I think the manager, I think O'Neill has a good core. There's a good core of senior players. The Aaron Hughes, the Steve Davises, the Chris Birds, Niall McGinn's, players like that there. Mm. But there's a good sense of unity in the team. That's probably been the problem in the past. Kyle Lafferty's on board. He's a bit of a prima donna. He's on fire at the minute. I think Northern Ireland can take something from this game. I think my heart says the win. And I'm looking at the Lafferty to score and Northern Ireland to win at 6-1, which I called the last time. I called it the Finland game and that was 5-1. my heart's saying that. My head's saying the draw won 11-2. I think Northern Ireland, if Northern Ireland get a point from this, it'll be a full house at Windsor Park. Northern Ireland do well at Windsor under the floodlights at night. I think Northern Ireland can get something of this and can take a massive, massive step to the impossible.
Just looking at that group as well, Brian, it's mutually beneficial, isn't it, the draw here? So a lot of people will be looking at the draw because Hungary back in third place with only 8 points, 4 points behind Northern Ireland, 5 points behind Romania. Both these two nations will think, pick up a point here and we're almost job done.
And if Finland can take something off the Hungarians, we're laughing. We've already one foot in France. We could near enough have the other two. If we get something positive from this game, which I believe we can, I think Northern Ireland can get a draw. I think one each probably sits well with me. Then Northern Ireland's next game is away to the Faroe Islands, and you'd be expecting 3 points, and Northern Ireland would be only 18 points, and that's the magical total for qualification.
The other thing in this group, Ryan, is that there's not too much to be scared of, is there, really? I mean, you haven't got an absolute giant. Like, you look at the Republic-Scotland group we've just been talking about, there's Germany and Poland sat there. I mean, you know, like on the day, Greece can be okay, and Hungary and Romania, but, you know, Northern Ireland should be confident going into these games now. It's, you know, they haven't got a game where you go, that's a tricky one to get past.
No, this is the game. We played Romania. Romania the were and are the overwhelming favourites to qualify from this group. Northern Ireland played them in November. Northern Ireland had 5-6 players injured, only lost 2-0, conceded 2 goals in the last 30 minutes. It was a resolute performance. A Northern Ireland team of old would have lost that game 4-5. So, I think one of you boys, I think Lee said it maybe at the start of this group, this is a group of light. And this, instead of the group of death, and this, Northern Ireland will never have a better chance in the next 20, 25 years to get out of a group and qualify for a major tournament.
It was a good line, Ryan, wasn't it? Yeah. Can you, I wish
I remember that because at the time I was very downbeat thinking we're going to get.
I'm pleased
I
like
against Hungary thinking we were going to get murdered.
DK's being sick in the corner here after that. I wish he would write down more of my lines and remember them and regurgitate them back to me.
I think that was the only thing he said all season, which was noteworthy, Brian, actually.
Probably.
We've done this podcast for 10 months now.
There was that other time.
He got that one right, so I'll give him that. From a purely Northern Ireland perspective, he got that one right.
Yeah, but fair enough. Thanks for that. That'll keep me going through the summer. It's hard to decide. I mean, we were talking about the Republic-Scotland game, Brian, and the draw seemed a really obvious result there. And this looks just the same, doesn't it? I can't add anything to what Brian's saying there. I think, like you said, DK, the draw will be mutual beneficial. And you can see, if it's a draw, if you're playing this in play, and it's a draw after 60 minutes, then, you know, I think it'll be odds on. You know, I think the traders will clip it right in. And I think that will be the result come the end of the match.
1-1 draw then for you, Brian, at 11-2. And also have a look at that headline offer, Kyle Lafferty to score on Northern Ireland to win.
Lafferty's on fire. He's a happy bunny now. So as long may that continue.
Yeah, Lafferty is he's over 2-1 to get a goal anytime as well. 21-10 to score.
That's good. I'd be really interested in that there. I'm going to probably take a bit of that there, to be honest with you.
Brian.
No. Go ahead.
I was just going to say thank you for your company, Brian. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and we'll catch up as the competition progresses.
No worries, gents. Listen, have a good one. All the best. Take care of yourselves.
Thanks, Brian. Good luck.
No worries. Cheers, man. Bye.
That was Brian Smith. I cut him off there a little bit as well at the end.
He's got better things to do.
I know he's got better things to do.
Small children to abate.
He has.
Is that what you do with small children?
I don't know. Is that what you do?
I don't know. What does that mean?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to just check what that means. We might need to cut that out.
Yeah, I don't want you abating small children.
Just give me a second to double check what abate means. I think it means become less intense or widespread. Make something less intense. Reduce or remove a nuisance.
No, I don't think you want to be a
No, I meant like making something less intense. Because children can be quite intense.
Yeah, just calm. Yeah, calm the baby down a little, down bit, a little bit.
Pacify them is probably what I was going for.
We'll leave that in. I'm sure we'll have no complaints. We'll leave that in. It was good stuff there from Brian. So they must be on the absolute crest of a wave at the moment, really are. In terms of, you think about, when we first talked about that group, I know you called it the group of light, and that was your big line
life.
All season. The group of life.
Life.
I thought you meant
group
life.
Group of death.
Group of death,
group of life, see?
Yeah, no, I get you.
If I'm going to do a good line, the least you can do is understand
it. I thought you meant
light
as in all the other groups were filled with darkness, and that was a group of light.
If I was more poetic, that's what I would have said.
Yeah. They must be 1-5 to qualify from that group now.
Yeah, that's my only
just
worry.
I hope it doesn't go the other
my
way.
My only worry is that, you know, I've over the years, if even going back to those, you know, those great days of Healy scoring all those goals when they, you know, they beat Spain and beat England. Do you remember those games? They still managed to mess it up against the weaker teams. I just hope that they can maintain this. But I, you know, what Brian was saying there about the manager and the setup, fingers crossed. And those home games against Romania, Hungary, and Greece. You know, if they can get it rocking, which it normally does, I think they can win in Faroe and win in Finland.
Yeah. Okay. Let's finish off with England.
Mm.
Even England can't cock up this position there now in this group. Slovenia 7-2 to win the match. The draw 11-5. England are 10-11. England all but guaranteed lead to finish top of the group. They've had an almost perfect run in the qualifiers so far. 5 wins from 5. Scored 15 goals. Conceded just the one, and that was an own goal. Jordan Henderson with that one goal for the opposition. They warmed up for this by crucifying those that went to see that friendly, didn't they? Because that was drab against the Republic of Ireland last Sunday. Drew 0-0. That was a poor game. I read a piece in the Telegraph and they compared it to going to see a concert the night before with Barcelona obviously performing incredibly in that Champions League final. And it was almost like England were the tone deaf karaoke man coming onto stage after Frank Sinatra.
Yeah,
that's fair. And it was a good comparison from the Telegraph because that was a dire friendly, wasn't it, against the Republic?
Oh yeah, terrible. It was pointless, really. You know, just I seldom see the point in these friendlies. You're going to play them, experiment a little bit.
Yeah.
Why didn't Charlie Austin start?
Well, people have been saying that England are playing this with this new creativity, and Roy Hodgson is trying to energise them and get them playing more fluid attacking football. That was regression, if anything.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose from they'd just come back off holiday, hadn't they, a lot of them? They had a long, hard season, been away. There probably wasn't the intensity going into it. You wouldn't be surprised even if the coaching staff were, look, we don't want to pick up any injuries before the Slovenia trip. This is a run out. I wouldn't be surprised if the message from within the camp was, we're not going mad here. It was quite competitive when you looked at the tackles, though. Mm. And then the Irish really got stuck in, I thought. I mean, there was one tackle in particular on Raheem Sterling, which I thought was pretty nasty. But yeah, it was poor. And I think they'll pick it up from this point onwards, to be honest.
Mm. Slovenia 7-2 to win the match. England 10-11. That will attract a few. 5 from 5 in the group. Only conceded one goal. Scored a hatful. Danny Welbeck, top scorer in qualifying with 6 goals so far. He's not part of the headline offer. Wayne Rooney to score and England to win is the headline offer here at 3-1. Thoughts on the match then, the outcome in this match?
I think England, given their form, are a good price. I think it's fair. I mean, you have to say that Slovenia have really picked up there. I mean, the last 3 competitive home games, they beat Serbia 1-0 in the European qualifying competition before last, beat Switzerland 1-0, decent scoreline that, and then beat San Marino 6-0, which you'd expect them to do. But England have been really good, haven't they? You mentioned only conceding one goal. That was an own goal against Slovenia at Wembley. But, you know, the earlier in the, you know, you look at some of the earlier results, they had this habit of going away in European qualifiers and just scoring very early in the last qualification group. This time it's a little steadier. You know, they haven't scored in either of the away games in Switzerland or Estonia in the first half. They scored after 58 minutes through Danny Welbeck and 73 minutes through Rooney in each game. I mention this because right at the top you'll see match special, England to win and score both halves. I think that's based on previous campaigns when they did that routinely. They'd score early goals, you know, then they'd wrap it up in the second half as well. I wouldn't be touching that this time.
No.
I think if you look at the table here, England are there already, as we know. Slovenia on 9 points, Switzerland on 9 points, Lithuania on 6. That second spot is between Slovenia and Switzerland, in my opinion, with, you know, Lithuania possibly having a say in the playoff spot as well. So I think you've got to wonder, what does Slovenia want out of this? Do they want to try and beat England, take the game to them, and then risk England hitting them on the break and scoring goals? Or will they be happy with a draw? Slovenia have got to go to Switzerland yet. They've got Estonia at home. They've got Lithuania at home as well. And they finish off with a trip to San Marino. I think Slovenia will take a draw here. And I think they'll settle for a draw. You know, they're not a particularly expansive team. You look at, you know, the obviously the 6-0 against San Marino is fair enough, but, you know, they don't score loads of goals. So I wouldn't be surprised if they watched that Republic game and thought, England aren't quite at it here. We could thwart them and, you know, try and nick one on the break. So the draw is a player for me. I think, you know, 11 to 5, it's not quite as big as I want it to be. I think I was hoping for the draw to be around 5 to 2, if I'm being honest, and I probably would have played that. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a really frustrating game for England, and they don't quite get rid of those shackles from the previous game, and the press maybe niggle a little bit still. No right to niggle, by the way, because look where they are. I think they've already earned the right to take it easy a little bit. You know, if you've backed that England to win every single game in the tournament, you don't want them taking it easy. But I can see why they're 10 to 11, to be honest. I think I'm looking at a low scoring first half. Even, you know, I could even see like a 0-0 at half time. In this match, you know, just because I think that's how Slovenia will set up. Very disciplined, very steady. Their home games, when they had those two 1-0 wins, last two, they were late goals. You know, it wasn't like they were scored, you know, early in the game. Obviously, San Marino scored after 10 minutes, then scored after 49. So I think, a tight first half. The draw at half time is 10 to 11 as well. It's a bit skinny, isn't it?
13 to 8 under half a goal in the first half, so that's for
it's been
0-0 at half time. Yeah. Or you can play half of first goal, second half, which is 9-4 over 2-1. I suppose you've got the risk of it ending 0-0 in that case.
Yes, true. But you could also you could probably, if you were that way inclined, you could get out of that in play, couldn't you? I suppose.
I'm tempted by draw half time, England full time.
Yeah, here. I could see
7-2.
Yeah, just get maybe a late goal, maybe wear him down eventually.
That's a good price, in my opinion.
There's one special here that doesn't necessarily apply to this game, but we're talking about Charlie Austin. Let's say England win this, and then their remaining games in the qualifiers are San Marino away, Switzerland at home, Estonia at home, and Lithuania away.
Yeah,
Charlie Austin to start a competitive England match between Euro 2016, 2-1.
That's not bad, is it?
That's a good price. I think he's going to get a move to he'll be in the public eye still. He'll be in the Premier League still, and I think, especially that San Marino game, why wouldn't you experiment?
What's
in that
the
game?
Latest with Charlie Austin? Where's he likely to end up?
I thought he would end up at Liverpool, to be honest with you.
Liverpool have a habit of buying a Charlie Austin type player, don't they? But they've got Danny Ings now, haven't they? So.
Yeah. But Newcastle talking about spending quite a lot of money. Wouldn't be surprised if they go in for whether they go in for him or whether Steve McLaren wants to have a look at Bamford, a player who's obviously worked with. But he'll be in the Premier League either way, won't he? So I think, he'll still be around. And I think by the time you get to September, when he's, if he starts the season well, there's a few ifs here. But I think the 2-1 is quite a nice little price about that. By the way, he's 2-7 to win his debut before Euro 2016, which I think is a good bet.
That could happen this weekend,
yeah,
couldn't it?
Yeah, Raheem Sterling to start the match against Slovenia, by the way. 1-9, yes, 5-1, no. I think that 5-1 is only worth backing if you think that he's unsettled enough by all the speculation that's going on. We're being told that Liverpool turned down a big bid, haven't they, from Man City?
£30 million.
I think he'll play in those still, to be honest with you. But back to this match. To be honest, I like your bet. I think at your bet, or the 9-4 on the first goal in the second half, nice. I can see those happening. I can also see, even though Wayne Rooney looked a little bit off colour in that last match, I could see Rooney scoring here. His odds against 5-4, which is decent. I like that as well. Where else do you see goals coming from in this team? Austin himself is 6-4 if he plays. Walcott's been in great nick recently, 17-10. Should he be 17-10 compared to like Rooney at 5-4?
Will he start? Will he start? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I suppose you've got to wait for the team news there, haven't you? A little bit.
Yeah.
Slovenia 7-2 to win the match. The draw 11-5. England 10-11. That wraps us up, Mr. Phelps.
Indeed.
Thank you to Brian Smith, aka Desmond Funk, for his contribution. Robbie Savage,
aka.
for his look at Wales versus Belgium. That's the listeners filling in the blanks there, isn't it?
Traitors.
And Republic of Ireland versus Scotland. Of course, we had the Maverick, David Donaldson. Thank you for your company, folks. We've had a look at all the home nations in action this weekend. If you're having a bet on the football, very best of luck. And myself and Lee will speak to you again soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.